snoring. Vascholas ha'oy roila beis hamikdash. So he's connecting the two inyanim. Mitzarechad chafei kislev is the time when it starts. The light starts coming out. In other words, it's the lowest part of the year in terms of it's the darkest, meaning that it's going towards light. Secondly, the other important, significant event about Chafei Kislev is that the Mishkan was finished then, and there was, when they did the Chanukah, they did a Chanukah Samizbeach, they did a Chanukah Samishkan again, Mikdash again. So, in other words, Chafei Kislev is a day of Mishkan / Mikdash. So he says, Vascholos ha'oy roi lebeis ha'mikdash. Kmash omur b'medrish. Reb Rechi b'shem Yitzchak oma, mimokoyim beis ha'mikdash nevis ha'ra. There's a big machloikis, or I don't know if the word machloikis is right, but in the beginning of Medrash Rabbah, in Perek Gimel, from where did oyr come from? And there's one man the omer that says it came from Silma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nis'atev ba'oyr, Kisimla, and then there is a Madi Amma that says that Akkadish, that it was from the Mokum HaMikdash. So, and one Madi Amma says Oyer Nivatchila. But at any rate, Reb Yitzchak says Mi Mokum Beis HaMikdash Nivas Oyer, like it says Hador Ichsiv Ine Chvoida Lekei Yisrael Bo Miderach HaKodim Ve'en Chvoidoi Elo Beis HaMikdash Kimo Da Amris Kisei Kovid Mor Mirishon Mekoi Mikdashenu. So the way he brings the Chazal, it seems to be that's the lashon we have in our medrash. It's not clear where it says that oyer was created then. The nosakelim and farshim on the medrash bring a girsa, the end of the pasuk. V'ha'aretz he'ira michvoida. So covet is an inyan that is me'ir the aretz. The pasuk says covet is what lights up the world. And therefore, it came from the Beis HaMikdash, the Hemshchah of the Pasuk. So it's saying the Kvod al Kei Yisrael is born Mederach HaKodim, and Kisikov Mor Mirishon Mekoyim Mikdashenu, and Oretz Heir Mekvodim. I'd like to explain this a little bit, why the inyan of Beis HaMikdash. You see from Chazal the two shittas about where in the world Oretz was created from. One is from the Beis HaMikdash, one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Oita Oreka Salma, and so on and so forth. In this Lashon, Or is identified with Kavod, and it comes from Beis HaMikdash. We spoke a little bit last time about the Metzius of Or, that Or is the perspective through which, the medium through which a person can see anything else. Our tfisa and our hasaga of everything else comes through something, and that is oyer. If the oyer is colored, then whatever we see is colored. If the oyer is not clear, then whatever we see is not clear. In other words, if we're to ask ourselves, what is the framework within which a person sees something, that's the oyer. Let's take it one drop, a little bit understanding the mashal. A person in a human, in the koimas adam, his seichel is like the oyer, meaning as follows: a person walks and he knocks into a bench, so it hurts. A person hears a scream. All sorts of different things, a person sees things. But the understanding of what it is that his senses put in, that lies in the seichel. A person who is a meshugana sees the same events that I see, except where I see one event, he sees a whole plot. A person who's stupid doesn't see anything over there. The tfisa in the things itself, the difference between the different types of deos, doesn't lie in the fact that they perceive different things, that they that they had different input. It's the whole the thesis advarim, the even figuratively the way we say the light in which they saw everything is different. So I see it in even colloquially with the term, in light of the events, this is how I would interpret this phenomena. And the person who says in the light of his events, he would interpret it this way. The tfisa ha-kolelas, through which things have meaning to me, is through seichel tfisa avon and so on. In, if we talk about in mitzad elikus, and mitzad all the other inyanim, mitzad the teichen of the bria, the overriding structure for all of the inyanim is kvod Hashem. In other words, if the world has a million different pratim, so the ish bar, the shaita, looks at it and he sees 1,000 pratim. He doesn't hair any tziruf hametzias, and each thing is a thing with v'atzmoi. The emes lamita is that everything is kvod shemayim. In other words, the entire metzias comes together as kvod shemayim. So the word kavod, in the sense that the entire bria is part of a structure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression, is the oyer. The Oyer HaMiti of the Bria. So the Bria was Choshech because every piece is itself. Just like we said last time, when a person knocks into different things, when a person is in Choshech, every piece exists in itself. If it's dark and I walk in the room, I bang into this, so this exists now. I bang into that, that exists there. The Tfisa Kolelos, that there's a room and a lot of different elements, that requires oil for it. The Bria itself was 1,000 pratim, a trillion pratim, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu put oil into the Bria. And the oil is the tfisa of Kvod Shemayim. When we say Krishma, we say two pasuk and a memra, that Shema Yisrael is the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi is how we could possibly see that in the Bria. When you look at the Bria and you put it together and you see Kvod Malchusoi, that's the accurate reflection of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The whole Bria together clicks as Kvod Shemayim. So there's two oifanim that Chazal explained where Ur comes from. One is the levush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. We once spoke about this, Salma Simla. And the second one is Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash in the Bria was the makom where this came from. And I want to explain a little bit why. And it's an important nekuda, because in a sense Chanukah is a yontiv of the Beis HaMikdash. If Tisha B'Av is the avelos of Beis HaMikdash, the only yontiv we have for Beis HaMikdash is Chanukah. And b'meila, having a little bit of a deher, what Beis HaMikdash is the toichen of the day. When you have Moshe Ma'adav Adayma, a person walks in a place and he wanders, and it's a maze. He walks in a lot of different places. He can't figure out how to go from anywhere to anywhere. You take a look at a map or at a picture an aerial photograph, or best, a model, and you look on top. Like, I remember the old city of Shlaim is a very complicated place full of a lot of different alleys and mazes, and they have models, and you can look from top down. They have maps that actually are kind of as if it was an aerial view, and all of a sudden everything becomes clear because you're able to see the whole picture, and then you get a sense of all the pratim are. Beis HaMikdash was an oilam katan. It was a place where you had a lot of different, all the elements of the world were represented in Beis HaMikdash. We've said many times, that's why the Lamed Tes Melachos are learned from Beis HaMikdash, because anything went into the world went into Beis HaMikdash. There's a shulchan there. There's a menorah there. There's an aron there. There is the tzemeach. Everything in the world has its makom in the mikdash. When we see it kitikunoi, when you see the pieces put together right, then everything becomes, then it becomes a ha'ara on the entire bria. The place where oyer comes out from, in other words, the makom from where a perspective comes out, that gives a tzura and a teichen to an entire bria, is was the makom mikdash, and that's why oyer is miyuchet to the makom mikdash. The same day that oyer is bekeh and the bria, the same chaf hei kislev, which is the day when oyer starts coming in, is the day of the hashlamas hamishkan, because that's where it's coming from. When we have a place that's good, that's where it's coming from. I want to add another nekuda, I guess, that's kind of very relevant to us. There's a word in Lashon Kodesh, or yeshivish slang, I should say, called hashkafa. And somehow it's become distorted. Hashkafa is, do you hold of the Medina? Do you not hold of the Medina? Do you hold of this? Do you hold of that? That's kind of the way people use it. And it's a pretty crude description of the word hashkafa. And it's, as a matter of fact, it's quite distant. What is the word hashkafa? Where does it come from? What does the word hashkafa mean? What's it trying to intend? The difference from people, when you show them a mitzvah, you do the same thing. If a yid davens, he davens. And if a yid learns, he learns. And if a yid gives stuck, he gives stuck. He's mekayim the mitzvah, whatever oifen he does it. But there's another whole chelek to it. How do I look at the whole picture? Where do I put the pieces in the picture? What does my picture look like? Sometimes there's nafkeminis lemaisa, and sometimes even if there's not nafkeminis lemaisa, but it's a whole different world. Two people can have the same lifestyle. One person says how beautiful it is to carry on traditions, and one says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavah and it's mechayev me. They're doing the same things. They can be doing almost the same things or mamish the same things, but it's two different worlds. One person is engaged in Shemiras Torah and Mitzvahs, one person is engaged in folklore and tradition. The nafkemina is, what's his stakos on the whole thing? And that's where the word hashkafa comes from. Are we a nation and religion is an important component of it? Or are we Am Hashem and the needs of a society are mandated from that? What comes from where? There in the Eilva Maisa, there might be small differences. In the person, it's Eilva Mloya. And that was, even when a person takes things like, people say Kabbalah and Hashkafa, Kabbalah and philosophy are similar. And the Kadmonim kind of talk about it, argue about it. In a sense, mitzad language and certain things, it might be very similar. The question was, from where are you coming from? Is the pshat, is human seichel the center and the divine is an understanding of human seichel and it's correct because of our tfisa? Or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes and our seichel is zochot to have a tfisa in it? It could result in similar ideas, but it's olam umloya. Somebody once said, that apikorsim and maminim say kemat the same thing. The maimon says, when Mashiach will come, my baba will come dancing out of a cave. And the apikorsim says, yeah, when my baba comes dancing out of a cave, that's when Mashiach will come. So come out the same in terms of literary language, it's come out the same, but it's a world of difference. Baal Kapanim, the Beis HaMikdash gave us a tfisa in the world. When a person walked in and saw a complete world centered around the Aron and Luchas and Dvar Hashem, so b'meila it spilled out in the whole Bria. I mean, one of the things a person gets in the Torah is Oyer It was the center of the Mishkan. It was the Nimshel Torah, and he speaks about it. It's not. I mean, the Anashir Chazal. When a person spends the years in yeshiva, besides the tkuf of the learning itself and the progress in the learning and so on, it's also a certain hashkafa on life. In other words, the hashkafa means what is my overall view of life. Iker, Tuffel, Siba versus Mesovev, and so on. That is, in a certain sense, an essential way, that stays for the rest of life with him. And b'meila, the teichen sheboy is, in a certain sense, the oyer. So Agaponim, to finish up his point. So he says, b'meila, Chofei Kislev was the day of, because it's the day when the oyer starts in the Bria, that was miyuchet for Chanukah, which is the Chag of Oyer, and the Makom, that's miyuchet for this Mikdash, and that's in the Kuda where Oyer comes from as well. Okay. Huh? Sure.